And welcome back to week two of Cinema Wars. I'm DJ Ace, and I have two contestants here with me this week. I have Chris and Andrew. Say hello, guys.
What's up, everybody?
How's it going?
And the question this week is somewhat marvelous. It is, what is the best movie so far in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? And we have actually completed phases one and two now in 2015. So we're going to get started right now. And Chris, what is your pick?
Well, first, you kind of have to explain it a little bit, because a lot of people out there think that every Marvel movie in existence is in the cinematic universe, but that's not the case. Sure. Like the old Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies, I love those movies, but they're not in the cinematic universe. So for this, they don't count.
That's true.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, out of everything that's in the cinematic universe right now, I really like the original Thor.
The original Thor.
Yeah.
I'll stop you there. Andrew, what's yours?
I'll take you up on that and raise you with the second edition of the Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier. So Thor against Winter Soldier. All right, Andrew, I want you to tell me why Winter Soldier's better.
Well, I believe, like, the dialogue, for starters, is kind of a lot more intriguing. I mean, you kind of get stuck in the same storyline in the same to introduce every single Marvel hero. He has superpowers. He falls in love and then gets into a big epic battle, saves the day and the girl at the same time. Winter Soldier is kind of a different road. It takes its own path, following like when Captain America realizes that his best friend, who he thought was dead before he got frozen, he became the Winter Soldier, and now he's forced to fight him. There are some epic scenes in that movie, from when he was trapped in the elevator with some guards from Hydra. And then jumping rooftop to rooftop with the Winter Soldier. It's got its own action and its own storyline that doesn't follow the same dialogue as other Marvel movies.
Yeah, I agree. It had a much darker tone to it, which is why a lot of people liked it. Chris, why is the first Thor better?
I see a lot of the points that Andrew's making about Winter Soldier, and it's a really, really good movie. I love the entire Captain America series so far. But with Thor, you have that extra added element of Norse mythology being added in. And a lot of people like that Norse religion, that mythology of having Thor, the god of thunder, Loki. You'd really dive into that whole relationship between the two of them in that entire movie. You see them with the sibling rivalry, how Loki is always jealous of Thor growing up. And you have that kind of, really, that whole atmosphere there of the two brothers kind of competing with each other, and Loki wanting to be the leader, having that whole thing with Loki being from an alien race that's not even part of Thor's, well, it's part of his realm, so to say, but they're not the same race. And even though people are believed that they should be, that's not the phrase I'm looking for. It's made to believe that Loki and Thor are actually brothers, but if you know the story with Thor, Loki is not actually his brother. He was found at the end of a battle, and Thor's father took him in, Odin, and just raised him as his own son. But you have that, and to me, the Thor movie really does a really good job of introducing the whole collaborative motion with the Avengers a little bit better than the others, I would say. You get a little bit of a mix from that from movies like Captain America or Iron Man. But to me, Thor really gives you the bigger idea that something big is about to go down, just because you know Loki's not going to be gone. He's going to come back and he's going to start something. So it kind of gets that idea in the back of your mind that you want to come back for more. And you always do with this whole series. And they delivered that with the Avengers movie. But it all really starts for me with Thor.
All right. Well, those are great points, guys. I had to pick a winner for today, and here's the thing. I'm gonna give it to Chris because Andrew, you didn't actually mention, I mean, you talked about dialogue, but you didn't actually specifically mention that it was a darker story overall. I said that for you. And then Chris, the thing with Thor is we also get one of the greatest villains in the cinematic universe is Loki. And I totally agree with that because he's the one villain that they haven't killed yet. He's practically carrying the entire cinematic universe on his own. So good job, Chris. I'm giving it to you tonight. We are done. This was Cinema Central, Cinema Wars, and tune in next week at 10:20 for round 3. It's going to be a lot of fun right here, right now on Cinema Central.